Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day, delivering an equitable and socially just morning program in pursuit of sustainable and equitable distribution of intellectual resources. In other words, let's shut up. You might learn something. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Supreme Court will be hearing a case that could end 40 years of racial preferences after Asian students say they can't be discriminated against anymore. Number two, the massive exodus of police officers all over this country continuing at a pace like we have never seen. The disrespect by Democrats, the assault by the radical left, and more has them looking for the exit. Who could blame them? And number three, we'll get back to the outrageous assault on President Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, in Florida this week. But we also have to talk about the impending attack on you from 87,000 new IRS agents. 87,000. You know, the idea that they'll leave regular folks alone is just stupid. It's insane. We don't have 87,000 millionaires and billionaires to have them go after. We can afford 87,000 new IRS agents, but we can't defend our southern border, apparently. Yeah. You know, it's remarkable that at a time when, well, here's what we learned. The Fed's going to raise interest rates to at least 4% by next year, according to the Federal Reserve President Charles Evans in Chicago, right? That's where it's going to be, 4%, which means the price of everything is going to continue to go up. The price of everything is going to continue to go up. And that means that inflation, the pressure on the ordinary family is going to continue because of bad policies from this administration. I mean, just terrible policies. Right? Just terrible policies. So the range is currently 2.25 to 2.5. It'll make it to 3.25 to 3.5 this year. Into 3.75 and 4% by next year, maybe higher. They've screwed the whole economy up. $1.9 trillion being dumped into the economy, screwed everything. It's not even all in yet, and they want to go spend more, and that's what they're focused on, of course. Spending even more as Democrats push ahead with the Manchin-Schumer spending spree and the 87,000 IRS agents coming to look at you and me and everybody else. Given the scope of the amendments to Title I Committee and Finance, CBO expects that it will be a few weeks before we can fully analyze and estimate the budgetary impacts of this new spending plan. The CBO completed analysis of the Build Back Better plan back when it was bigger, but here it is, you know, it's $800 billion. And despite the unavailable data, they're going to vote on it anyway, today apparently. And I'm not sure that, you know, some of these vulnerable Democrats in the House might say, whoa, they only have 4 votes to spare. They had less, but of course there was a death in the family on the Republican side, the member from Indiana dying in a car crash. So you have that going on. Meanwhile, I'd like to, you know, kind of a best of. The best thing I heard this week was John Kennedy a few different times. Here's one of my favorites. Bite number 3 with John Kennedy. Bite 3. Go.
Well, with respect to the IRS, the purpose of the IRS provision and Senator Biden and Senator Manchin's inflation machine bill is to raise money. It's just plain and simple. They're going to unleash the IRS on the American people to raise money. Now, President Biden, of course, says, well, we're only going to unleash the IRS on the wealthy. With respect, if he believes that, he also believes in the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and that Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes. I just don't believe that.
Jimmy Hoffa could have died of natural causes. Why are you such a skeptic, Senator? Could have happened. Could have happened that way. Mm-hmm. Could have happened that way. Let's see here. Oh, and by the way, yeah, if you're one of those Americans struggling because the price of everything's gone up, And then you're going to see the price on your mortgage go up. If you have an adjustable arm mortgage, if you don't, you're going to see the price of rent go up. Rent's going to increase. If you need a used car, need to buy it, that's going to be far more expensive. It's all more expensive, obviously. But that's all right, Senator Ed Markey, the latest obsolete elitist socialist, says, don't buy gas. Just buy a new electric car. These people are so dumb. Bite one. Go.
This happened in America. American problem. And we're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this. It's not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
Well, that was Joe Biden. Not sure what he was doing there, but he's out of control. The weather's not in our control. The weather is in our control. Weird, right? Anyhow, 75. I don't know. I don't know where Ed Markey went, but you can rest assured. You can rest assured that these idiots, Debbie Stabenow, Ed Markey, all the rest, just buy an electric car. Jennifer Granholm, moron, moron, moron. That should be the sound of the car. Moron, moron, moron should be coming out of it when they come by. Dissatisfaction with the nation's direction is significant now. Most see no signs of an economic rebound. The large majority of Americans believe the economy is negative and fail to see any signs of recovery. 75% unhappy with the direction of the nation, according to brand new polling from Fox. By the way, let me tell you how that compares. In April of 21, it was 45% satisfied, 53% dissatisfied. December of 21, 35% satisfied, 65% dissatisfied. February of this year, 31% satisfied, 68% dissatisfied. You see where we're going here? May of this year, 32% satisfied, 67% dissatisfied. And now, just 24% of Americans are satisfied. That's minus 21 points from where we were. And 75% dissatisfied, that's plus 22. Minus 21, plus 22. It's a terrible swing. Terrible. Less than a quarter of Americans are satisfied with where things are. How do you think that's going to reflect in the midterm elections? Well, how do you think it's going to, well, not well, I'll just say that. Still to come. Jack Cleveritinos. Easy for me to say. Cleveritinos. It's tough. CPAC's executive director for the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Had a chance to talk with Jim Leland and Alan Trammell over the weekend about Lou Whitaker, who had his number one retired Saturday. Jim Leland was Lou's first manager in the minor leagues at Lakeland, and Lou was the MVP of the Florida State League as a third baseman. Jim Leland said the talent was obvious. He said Lou Whitaker was just such a good athlete, and while he was a singles hitter then, Leland says he wasn't surprised. He developed into a power hitter with his quick bat and strong wrists. I asked Tram what his first impressions were of Whitaker in the instructional league that fall, and he just smiled and said, you could tell he had game. Tram said, most of all, he's so happy to see Lou get the same honor he got 4 years ago, having his number retired. As he said, there's no number three up there without number one.